local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. It is a Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's got an update on our forecast in just a second. First, let's check the ride in on this Tuesday with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling through Mobile, and no delays as you're traveling northbound lanes of 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. We had an overnight accident over turn 18-wheeler now cleared up at Saraland off 65. Should be a problem there now. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane on the way in this morning with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Hey, y'all. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you along. Text line is open at 343-0106, 343-0106. A couple of things I'm looking through this morning. I'm trying to figure this out. You've got a push for legalized recreational marijuana. A lot of states, even Alabama, with a medical marijuana bill out there. At the same time, Florida is raising the minimum, or trying to raise, some senators in Florida trying to raise the minimum smoking age to 21 for cigarettes. Mm. The legalized weed. When one day we'll be talking about like secondhand weed smoke issues?
Yeah, that hadn't been talked about much.
See, we'll be the first to do it. Say, secondhand weed smoke, are you somewhere standing outside the business where everybody goes and smokes, and now you're getting lung damage and high because secondhand weed smoke?
And will we go through the whole smoking section thing again, where half of the restaurants just clouded with weed smoke?
Will it be like that at the Atlanta airport in the little smoke aquarium there where they put the people? They'll be all weeded up in there.
You don't want to see your pilot coming out of that.
That would be bad. That would be bad. That and a lot more on the way this hour. Also, like we mentioned yesterday, violence again over the weekend in Mobile. With more on that, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An argument escalates into an accidental shooting. On Saturday, Mobile police responded to Greelot Road and two shooting victims. Both were inside a vehicle and were involved in an argument. It was during that argument that the male victim says he tried to move his weapon from the center console to the backseat floor. And that's when the female victim reached for the gun and the weapon accidentally discharged. A shot hit both adults, who were both taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The male victim has been identified as 36-year-old Dustin Jacobs. He was arrested on outstanding warrants. And then 24 hours earlier, Mobile police responded to another double shooting, this time, though, involving teenagers. A 17-year-old male and a 16-year-old female sustained life-threatening injuries after both victims, who were just walking in the area of Vermilion Drive and Wormley Drive, were shot by a passenger inside of a white Nissan. That car pulled up. The passenger started firing that weapon at them. The teens say they don't even know the people inside the vehicle. As for the vehicle, it took off. The investigation continues at this hour. So if you have information which could assist police, you are encouraged to give our Mobile Police Department a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and The Platters in concert. Live.
So, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On a roof.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Robertsdale man is in jail this morning charged with attempted murder. 73-year-old Robert Calloway was booked around 1:30 this morning. According to jail records, his address is very near the scene of a shooting that happened Monday night. One person was shot at a home on County Road 64. Authorities described that shooting as a domestic situation. A bond hearing for a teenager in the U.S. illegally is postponed a second time. Domingo Diego is charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of an accident. He was in court yesterday for a bond hearing, but because his court-appointed Spanish-speaking lawyer was not present, the hearing was delayed until Thursday.
It's a very tragic situation. We've got a woman who's no longer with us, and a 16-year-old kid who's scared out of his mind right now. So,
a Senate panel in Florida has approved a bill that could give Floridians access to cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. A companion measure with some differences is moving through House committees. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
MMA superstar Conor McGregor retires. Again. A local senior may be transferring from Alabama basketball, and the ratings are out for week one of the NCAA tournament. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. UFC superstar and former two-weight champion Conor McGregor announced that he's retiring from the sport in a tweet overnight. The announcement came just hours after McGregor told The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon that he and the UFC were negotiating a potential return to the Octagon in July. McGregor's tweet read, "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today.
I wish
all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas." There's not much reason to believe that McGregor is actually retiring because he's used this as a negotiation tactic before in 2016 when he tweeted, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch us later." He's fought three times in the UFC since that first retirement announcement. UFC President Dana White at least appears that he believes McGregor. He told ESPN via text message that McGregor has the money to retire because his whiskey company, Proper 12, is doing so well. The first regular season game scheduled for the NFL's 100th season has been announced on Thursday, September the 5th. Longtime NFC North rivals Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears will play for the 199th time in their history. The league also announced that the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will open their season on Sunday Night Football at home. Their opponent is yet to be determined. The Alabama Crimson Tide are looking for a new basketball coach after buying out head coach Avery Johnson's contract on Sunday. Yesterday, more bad news for the program, depending on how you look at it, with Theodore native Dazon Ingram's name going into the NCAA transfer portal. Ingram's a graduate transfer and would be eligible to play for another team immediately. He has started 93 games for the Tide in his career. The numbers are out from the first weekend of March Madness. Turner and CBS announced Monday that the ratings through the first weekend are up 8% from last year, and that they're the second highest since 1991, behind only 2015. The networks also announced that their streaming site, NCAA March Madness Live, has set all-time records in live streams and live hours of consumption for the NCAA tournament to date, with both seeing increases of more than 25% through the first full week. The Sweet 16 begins with four games this Thursday and four more games on Friday, followed by Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. In the NBA last night, a gruesome injury to Portland Trailblazers center Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic was jumping for a rebound in the Blazers' double overtime win against the Brooklyn Nets and came down awkwardly.
And Nurkic down and is in absolute pain, and his teammates looking on in agony as well.
Following the game, it was determined that Nurkic suffered compound fractures to the tibia and fibula of his lower left leg. The 24-year-old's been averaging 15.5 points and 10 rebounds in 71 games this season. He finished last night's game with 32 points and 16 rebounds. It was heartbreaking news for a team that clinched a playoff berth with the 148-144 double overtime win. In other NBA games, Orlando beat Philadelphia 119-98, Memphis upset Oklahoma City 115-103, and the Utah Jazz beat the Phoenix Suns 125-92. Utah's Rudy Gobert scored a season-high 27 points and made his 270th dunk of the season, setting the single-season NBA dunk record. By the time the game was over, the number had risen to 275. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, tell me, Sonny Smith last night on Sports Night.
Yeah, he was awesome. Well, we got Sonny Smith, the former Auburn coach and current Auburn color commentator for Auburn Radio Network. Had him on, and it was a really good talk.
And did he have any kind of look forward to Friday night's game?
Well, he didn't give his prediction, but he did tell us what he needed, what the team needed to do to win. And he also talked about how great of a motivator Bruce Pearl is. And he spoke on Charles Barkley's comments about playing for Sonny Smith.
Yeah.
When he was interviewed during the game on Saturday.
So did he make any mention that there might be a contract extension or expansion for Pearl to start coaching football?
No contract talks. No football contract talks.
Just checking. All right. 6:18. We're coming right back.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you operate an automotive service facility of any size, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. An idle bay means idle profits. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide you with the quality systems you use every day, like ball crank fluid transfer equipment, Reelcraft hose and cord reels, Corgi tire and wheel equipment, and Quincy compressor compressed air systems. Mobile Mechanical Service offers repair services on all brands 24/7. Call Mobile Mechanical Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit MobileMechanical.com.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Had a late night accident in Saraland. Overturned 18-wheeler that caught fire. Cleared it around 5 a.m. this morning. So far, no other delays in that area. Still, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good on the way to the Eastern Shore. Have you started the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, the 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Quick reminder, too, speaking of Auburn hoops, 6 o'clock on Friday evening. Coverage starts right here.
Yeah, that'll be the pregame for their game against number one seed North Carolina. Going to be a huge game in Auburn basketball.
And the tip is?
Tip off at 6:29 and 0 seconds p.m.
It's the most ridiculous. Why not 6:30?
Because they want us to talk about it.
Yes, because it bothers me so greatly. I mean, come on, people. It's like when they start football games at 6:03 p.m. Things must exist, and maybe it's too many decades in broadcast, at the bottom, top, or quarters of the hour. do not do anything else. You should not have the liberty to do that. But, oh, yeah, 6:29 on Friday. That is the tip. This segment of the show brought to you by Grove Collaborative. Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable. Over 500,000 families shop grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, and tree-free bath tissue. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and delivers them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. And I've talked about this before. A couple years ago, Mrs. Sullivan, she started mixing up like some homegrown potions here for cleaning to try to do away with some of the harsher chemicals in her home. And they worked so-so. Okay, I would have back and forth arguments. I'm like, let's go back to the old stuff. This stuff doesn't work great. Well, that's until we found the products at Grove. Everything available at Grove is healthier for you and the planet, and it really works, so it does the job. We're using it in the kitchen, the bathroom, around the house, and Grove delivers natural brands you'll love, like Mrs. Meyer's, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, and Grove products straight to your doorstep. We're using right now a bunch of products, but the shower spray from Grove, also the Spearmint antibacterial bathroom cleaner, Seventh Generation hand soap with the lavender smell. Although I'd say it smells good. They said, my wife said, well, it's lavender. I said, okay. It smells good. It smells like a flower
of
or something
course,
like that.
Of course it does. It's lavender.
It's right. So I can't detect lavender from peony, but I think it smells good. Right now, you can get an exclusive Mrs. Meyer's offer from Grove before it runs out. You can select your favorite spring scents, and new customers will get a free cleaning set in these limited edition scents when you place your first order at $20. You'll get free Mrs. Meyer's spring hand soap, free Mrs. Meyer's spring dish soap, free Mrs. Meyer's spring multi-surface spray, the Grove Collaborative cleaning caddy, and Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponges. We're using those as well. Try Grove now before this exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Wow, it's an incredible deal. So much free stuff. Get it now. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/mobile. So it's grove.co, not .com. So just leave off the M, grove.co/mobile. 6:23 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pedestrian hit and killed by a truck in Mobile County has been identified. Alabama State Troopers confirm a 65-year-old Gordon Owen Odell of Grand Bay. He was hit around 3 a.m. on Sunday, March 24th, on Old Pascagoula Road. State Troopers say that Odell walked into the road near the intersection of Grand Bay and Wilmer Road, and that's where he was hit by a 2005 Toyota Tacoma. He was taken to University Hospital in Mobile, and that's where he died from his injuries on Monday, March the 25th. The driver of that vehicle was not injured, and no charges have been filed. As families and businesses continue to pick up the pieces from tornado damage in Lee County, they have just received a generous donation from the Southeastern Grocers. A donation going to the American Red Cross, Southeastern Grocers, that's the parent company of Winn-Dixie and a number of other stores. So they announced that they are donating more than $225,000 to help Alabama and Georgia communities impacted by those March 3rd tornadoes. So the money came from a community donation program, and the money will benefit the American Red Cross Disaster Relief to provide food and shelter and counseling. And Publix, they've also pitched in as well. And the Beauregard community, a team of more than 20 Publix volunteers, they cooked and they handed out around 200 hot meals to storm victims and volunteers, utility workers, fire and emergency personnel, law enforcement, and debris removal workers. They have also launched their Red Cross Disaster Relief Register Collection Campaign in 8 stores in Georgia and in Phoenix City and Auburn, which of course are in Alabama. Customers and associates, they have donated more than $40,000. Publix employees also volunteered at the Lee County EMA Center to remove trees, and they helped feed volunteers, pack supplies, and work with other outreaches, and donated 2,500 reusable bags for both relief centers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, we're glad to have you here on this Tuesday morning, and a lot to talk about here in national news. Of course, as the president and vice president both have now reacted to the Mueller report, as has, I think everybody in, everybody in cable news, although it's been quiet from the left here on those that you think might come out and say, okay, we got that wrong.
You haven't seen any retractions?
I have not. I have not. Maybe folks think they don't need to do a retraction. I'm not exactly sure on that. Also in national news today, something we've talked about quite a few times on this show, I keep pointing out this is a thing that's happening, the bump stock ban. For bump stocks, that goes into effect today. Clayton Neville from Westwood One with more.
Bump stocks were used by the gunman in the 2017 shooting at a Las Vegas country music concert that left 58 people dead. The devices are used to make a semi-automatic weapon fire continuously. This gun owner is unsure the ban will save lives.
Somebody's always going to find a way to manipulate a rifle to do whatever it is they want it to do.
But the president has voiced support for the ban, and now the U.S. government says anyone in possession of the bump stocks has the choice to destroy them or turn them in. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting parts here. And yes, I mean, like that that man on the street said, there are ways, without getting in detail, to make the same thing happen with a semi-automatic rifle without a bump stock. Bump stocks are a piece of polycarbonate. They are not. They don't have any firing mechanism. No cartridge goes in them. No bullet comes out of them. They are an add-on to a modern sporting rifle out there. And today, as of today, this is even if, and this is why so many people say, well, it doesn't matter, I don't have one. They have taken something that was purchased legally, completely legally, even confirmed legally during the Obama years, and now said it's illegal. And if you're in possession of one as of today, you're committing a felony.
I'm Jessica Jaloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A fiery crash on Interstate 65 killed the driver of a tractor trailer Monday night. The big rig hit a guardrail and caught on fire. The northbound lanes through Saraland were closed overnight.
And then you just see people start running.
Some parents are concerned after shots were fired near Sage Park in Mobile. Happened Friday night while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. Police are still looking for the gunman. Happening today, Sacred Heart Hospital will celebrate the opening of their new 4-story children's hospital. The hospital includes a pediatric emergency room and neonatal intensive care unit. It becomes the only children's hospital in Northwest Florida. Shark fishing season returns to the Gulf State Park Pier and Gulf Shores this weekend. Shark fishing will be allowed from 7 in the evening to 7 in the morning on Sunday and Thursday nights through September. Fishing will be limited to the south end of the pier. Only 15 fishermen will be allowed each night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Six House Committee chairmen are asking the Justice Department to give them Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election by next week. There is no such concerted action in the Senate underway, says Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Prior to the completion of the report, the House voted unanimously that it should be released to the public. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did not put that resolution before the full Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, how about now?
Each American, if he chooses or she chooses, can read the report for themselves and draw their own conclusions.
Majority Leader McConnell says he wants to see the report too, just not now.
Israeli forces and Hamas militants in Gaza traded fire overnight after a rocket attack from Gaza struck a home in central Israel early yesterday morning. State and local police have surrounded the Crown Plaza Hotel in Natick, Massachusetts, searching for a shooter. At least one shot has been fired. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple is playing catch-up with Amazon and Netflix with its new streaming video offering, Apple TV Plus. Some analysts say it's not clear yet whether Apple will be able to get ahead. Apple says its new subscription TV service will be available this fall with Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, and Jennifer Aniston involved in exclusive shows. The company isn't saying yet how much the service will cost or when exactly it will launch. Three activist investors think Bed Bath & Beyond's business model needs a major shakeup. The three funds together control about a 5% stake in Bed Bath and are preparing to launch a proxy fight to replace its entire 12-person board. Their group contends Bed Bath has failed to adapt as consumers increasingly shop online or expect unique experiences in brick-and-mortar stores. Crude oil, sharply higher, up 77 cents at $59.59 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
34 million Americans smoke. That's about 1 in 7 people. Not every smoker wants to continue using cigarettes. Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So what happened to our rain yesterday?
Yeah, it really fell apart, lost the support in the upper atmosphere, and it looked pretty promising that we would get some rain, and yesterday morning as it moved through Jackson, Mississippi, but after that, it broke up, and the front has moved through. It's now offshore, and we can expect some very pleasant weather for the next few days, and it looks like our next chance for rain, unfortunately, is going to be over the weekend, with the best chance on Sunday. But today, I expect a lot of sunshine, and instead of getting to 80 like yesterday, it'll be 68 for the high this afternoon, and the wind out of the north around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, we're going to cool into the 40s, around 47 degrees tonight under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow and Thursday, it'll be sunny and a high of about 72 degrees, which is pretty close to normal. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, Friday, mostly sunny, again up into about 72, 73 degrees. Now, over the weekend, the wind comes out of the south, the humidity goes up, and we have a chance of some rain. Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend, partly cloudy with a few showers, up to about 75. Then early Sunday morning, a cold front moves in, and looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy for the day, but cooler, around 65 for the high on Sunday. With a good chance of showers, especially during the morning when that front moves in. So some rain in the forecast, but looks like it'll be over the weekend.
Okay. I mean, so it looks like a washout or just a chance of rain for Saturday? What are we?
No, just a chance. Put it in a percent, about 30%. So that's okay. Not bad.
Okay.
And high of about 75 degrees, and we'll have some sunshine.
Okay. And Sunday, is it more rain on Sunday than Saturday?
Yes, Sunday with a front coming through in the morning. We expect quite a few showers around in the early morning hours, and then looks like showers will sort of persist off and on after the front goes through as temperatures drop into the mid-60s on Sunday. So we may see showers persist into the afternoon, and then finally conditions will improve a bit.
All right, good deal, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 56 now at our studios. Quick reminder, too, the NAPI nominations are open. That's the awards LANAP gives out. Well, y'all make the votes, and they hand out the awards. But the first part is the nomination process, like the primary here before we run to the general. And so we need your vote. VoteNAPIs.com. I said it yesterday. I continue to say it. I think it's kind of an unfair situation for us because there are only single categories for like talk shows or something like that. And with doing the 40 some odd hours a week of live local programming we do, our family fights against itself, which is okay. I want y'all to remember that we have live local shows 7 days a week, you know, in the mornings, in the evenings, on Saturdays, on Sundays. And so we may have a favorite that runs on a Saturday or Sunday. You may have a favorite that runs on a weekday evening. Make sure to nominate those shows over at VoteNAPIs.com. We appreciate it. All right, 6:38. Check traffic next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident at Spring Hill Avenue at northbound 65 on the exit ramp. It's with injuries. State troopers are clear, but again, a little bit of radar as you're traveling out towards Grand Bay Wimble Road. From Tillman's Corner and Theodore, we're clear. No problems downtown. The tunnel, the Bayway, the Causeway looking good all the way towards the Eastern Shore. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441 for the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's 6:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. If you wanted to have the same dog the rest of your life, and I don't mean like the same breed or whatever. I mean the same dog. A woman in Seattle has cloned her dog three times.
No.
Yeah, we'll give you details on that coming up in just a second. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in one single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more right now at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. 6:40, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man suspected of bank robbery at a bank inside of a Mobile Walmart store is now behind bars in Baldwin County. 52-year-old Samuel Dickey is suspected of robbing a Wood Forest Bank inside the Walmart on the East I-65 service road in Mobile last Thursday morning. That's also the very same day the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says that they notified ECSO that they were pursuing a vehicle, and inside that vehicle, a bank robbery suspect and another person. The vehicle entered Escambia County from I-10 and 9 Mile Road. Authorities say Karen Riley, she was the driver of the vehicle, while she drove straight into a dead end, and that's when both people took off on foot. Both were captured by the Baldwin County deputies and taken into custody. Dickey and Riley have been charged with destruction of evidence, resisting arrest without violence, and Riley was also charged with fleeing and eluding. Dickey is in the Baldwin County jail and is also facing charges out of Escambia County. And back here in the Port City, police say that Dickey can expect to see arrest warrants soon in reference to that bank robbery here in Mobile. Happening today, you have your chance to win a free pizza for 1 year. The grand opening of the new Domino's Pizza is set for today at 3871 Airport Boulevard. So here's how it works. Today, the store opens at 10 a.m. The first 25 customers who make a purchase of $10 or more will win free pizza for 1 year. The next 15 customers, well, they will win free pizza for 1 month. And then those after, the 10 after, well, they will win a large one-topping pizza. This location features the Domino's Pizza Theater. It's an open design which provides a lobby with free Wi-Fi, and you can also watch your pizzas being made. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The Wharfboat and Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach this weekend with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackling seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. This weekend, come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharfboat and Yacht Show.
Are you a member of the National Alliance on Mental Illness? If not, here are a few good reasons to join. It doesn't cost a lot. Get discounts at the NAMI store and on convention tickets. Connect with social media. Fight the stigma around mental health issues and support the helpline. Keep programming free. Strengthen NAMI's impact and its mission to improve the lives of people affected by mental illness. If that's your passion, NAMI Mobile is where you belong. Call the office, 251-461-3450.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only, minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Robertsdale man is in jail this morning charged with attempted murder. 73-year-old Robert Calloway was booked around 1:30 this morning. According to jail records, his address is very near the scene of a shooting that happened Monday night. One person was shot at a home on County Road 64. Authorities described that shooting as a domestic situation. A bond hearing for a teenager in the U.S. illegally is postponed a second time. Domingo Diego is charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of an accident. He was in court yesterday for a bond hearing, but because his court-appointed Spanish-speaking lawyer was not present, the hearing was delayed until Thursday.
It's a very tragic situation. We've got a mother, a woman who's
is no longer with us, and a 16-year-old kid who's scared out of his mind right now. So,
a Senate panel in Florida has approved a bill that could give Floridians access to cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. A companion measure with some differences is moving through House committees. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Conor McGregor retires again. A local senior may be transferring from Alabama basketball, and the ratings are out for week one of the NCAA tournament. It's quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. UFC superstar and former two-weight champion Conor McGregor announced that he's retiring from the sport in a tweet that he sent overnight. The announcement came just hours after McGregor told The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, that he and the UFC were negotiating a potential return to the octagon in July. But McGregor's tweet read, "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas." There's not much reason to believe that McGregor is actually retiring, because he's used this as a negotiation tactic before, back in 2016, when he tweeted, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catches later." He's fought three times in the UFC since that first retirement announcement. UFC President Dana White at least appears that he believes McGregor. He told ESPN via text that McGregor has the money to retire because his whiskey company, Proper 12, is doing so well. The first regular season game scheduled for the NFL's 100th season has been announced. On Thursday, September the 5th, longtime NFC North rivals Green Bay and Chicago will play for the 199th time in their history. The league also announced that the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will open their season on Sunday Night Football at home. Their opponent is yet to be determined. The Alabama Crimson Tide are looking for a new basketball coach after buying out head coach Avery Johnson's contract on Sunday. And yesterday, more news for the program, with Theodore native Dazon Ingram's name going into the NCAA transfer portal. Ingram's a graduate transfer and would be eligible to play for another team immediately. He has started 93 games for the Tide in his career. The numbers are out from the first weekend of March Madness. Turner and CBS announced Monday that the ratings through the first weekend are up 8% from last year, and that they're the second highest ratings since 1991, behind only 2015. The networks also announced that the streaming site NCAA March Madness Live has set all-time records in live streams and live hours of consumption for the NCAA tournament to date, with both seeing increases of more than 25% through the first full week. The Sweet 16 begins with four games this Thursday and four more games on Friday, followed by Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. In the NBA last night, a gruesome injury to Portland Trailblazers center Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic was jumping for a rebound in the Blazers' double overtime win against the Brooklyn Nets and came down awkwardly.
And Nurkic down and is in absolute pain, and his teammates looking on in agony as well.
Following the game, it was determined that Nurkic suffered compound fractures to the tibia and fibula of his lower left leg. The 24-year-old had been averaging 15.5 points and 10 rebounds in 71 games this season. He finished Monday with 32 points and 16 rebounds before he exited. It was heartbreaking news for a team that clinched a playoff berth with the 148-144 double overtime win. In other NBA games, Orlando beat Philadelphia 119-98. Memphis upset Oklahoma City 115-103. And the Utah Jazz beat the Phoenix Suns 125-92. Utah's Rudy Gobert scored a season-high 27 points and made his 270th dunk of the season, setting the single-season NBA dunk record. By the time the game was over, the number had risen to 275.
Wow.
6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. I encourage you to vote for them to have the 2019 Lanyap Nappy Award for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Spring Hill Avenue, northbound 65 at the exit ramp. They've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. Traffic flow looks good beyond that. If you traffic across the Bayway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, downtown Mobile, no delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff and guaranteed color matching. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association. Member FDIC.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your financial news this morning, beginning today until mid-May, there's a massive going out of business sale happening across the country at Family Dollar stores. Nearly 150 Family Dollar stores, including five here in Alabama, are set to close by May. The closest store to us, that's in Pritchard at 1301 St. Stephen's Road. The going out of business sale starts today, ends May the 18th. Dollar Tree, which operates Family Dollar, they announced that they plan to close as many as 400 Family Dollar locations this year and renovate as many as 1,000 more and rebrand as many as 200 stores. If you want to try your luck at the Powerball jackpot, it is the fourth largest jackpot right now, and it's ready for a winner. Why? Because there were no winning numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Next drawing is Wednesday. Tickets are just $2 each. So more than $750 million is up for grabs. The cash option is worth $46.5 million. Wednesday's jackpot is the fourth largest behind the world record $1.586 billion Powerball jackpot from January of 2016. Well, let's stick with the winning theme and congratulate Mobile, Alabama, ranked as one of the best places to live on the coast in 2019. That ranking courtesy of the Coastal Living magazine. Mobile is ranked fourth, the fourth best place to live in our nation, as the magazine encourages people to live their dreams in these 20 towns from West Coast to East, Great Lakes to Gulf, with innovative design, community spirit, and jaw-dropping vistas. Now, listen to this. So this is how they took a look at this study. They consulted a number of reports and studies and lists. They also focused on real estate data as well, and the final selections were based on editorial consideration and geographic diversity. So Mobile is known, they say, for our home prices and sales that have been on the rise in this below-the-radar port city of more than 190,000 people. Locals enjoy legendary fishing and sailing on Mobile Bay in the Midtown Mobile Historic District. Victory Teaching Farm is there. That's an urban education center. We're also applauded for being, you know, the home of the oldest Mardi Gras celebration in the country. Check out that article on visitmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
That's good news to counter all the national stories by the Wallet Hubs et al. That say this stinks as a place to live. All right, so I mentioned this a second ago. Dog cloning, this is the thing. Woman in Seattle couldn't handle the idea of her toy poodle dying, so she's paid $50,000 to have him cloned.
50 grand.
And it worked. She then got three identical copies of him and says she plans on keep making clones of him so he can live on forever. Hey, ma'am, that's not really the same. It's biologically, maybe, but that's not the same dog.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it going to have the same characteristics? Is it going to?
I'm sure it does, but is the personality? Does the? I don't know. In an animal, is it the same? She's a 55-year-old woman, Amy Van Gemert, and lives in Seattle. She has a 13-year-old toy poodle named Bonner. She said she couldn't cope with the idea of him dying, so she has him cloned. And yeah, the cloning worked. There's three of them. She says she's naming them Bonner Jr., Baxter, and Ditto. She says she plans to continue making clones of the dog so he can live on forever. Sort of. By the way, if you want to play God out there, she used a company called ViaGen Pets in Texas. Okay, ViaGen Pets. They will clone dogs for $50,000. And cat people get ready to get upset when I tell you that the cats are not as important as dogs. Cloning a dog, 50 grand. Cloning a cat, 25,000.
Wow.
Half price.
Will they clone rabbits?
Let's see. It doesn't say.
Because they're probably just messing with you if they say they're going to clone your rabbit.
Rabbits can clone themselves pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Clone themselves all the time. Yeah, the same company, Barbra Streisand, says she revealed at some interview. I don't do a lot of watching Barbra Streisand interviews, but this was in the news last year. Barbra Streisand revealed she used this company, ViaGen Pets in Texas, to clone her dog. So there you go. ViaGen Pets, they are cloning your dogs. $50,000 per dog. I guess she spent $150,000 for the three pups.
Wow,
she got.
That's some Dr. Evil stuff right there.
I call him Mini-Me. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number two on the way next.